Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Columbus Day, a federal holiday yesterday, so the mail service didn't run, a lot of banks were closed, and USDA had a fairly minimal schedule, and that includes no production reports like crop progress that we normally get on a Monday afternoon. Instead, we'll get it on this Tuesday afternoon here in just a few hours. Meanwhile, thought we might talk about the 2023 Farm Bill. It's not going to happen in 2023. Will it happen in 2024? Well, there's at least one lobbyist in our nation's capital who said, maybe not. Ethan Lane, Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says maybe it won't happen until the next Congress.
I think it's just as likely that we could see this put off until the next Congress. And, you know, I remind people the 2012 Farm Bill didn't get signed until 2014. This is not unprecedented to go down a route like this. And again, this is a $1 trillion bill. Yes, 85% of it is nutrition spending. But this is a big, expensive bill that we're talking about at a time when all of the focus is on cutting government spending. You kind of have to wait for this fever to break before you debate a bill like this, or it will go down. And, you know, a lot of us talk about the fact that at some point, the last farm bill is going to be the last farm bill. And, you know, you always worry this is that farm bill that just doesn't have the political environment to get across the finish line.
So we're talking 2025. You could see the House go Democrat. You could see the Senate go Republican. Right now, though, the emphasis is probably going to be on getting an extension. And even that won't be a simple task, given all the rancor going on within the House, between the House and the Senate, and more. Some of that rancor has to do with the House Ag FDA appropriations bill that has failed about the same time that Kevin McCarthy was getting the boot as Speaker of the House. Republican leadership tried to pass it on the floor, but farm state Republicans, including former chairman of the House Ag Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, voting against the bill because of deep cuts to ag spending programs. Former House Ag Committee Chairman Lucas did speak to Politico about his vote. He says, "I've worked for an entire career to put together the ag policy we have. The way that bill was structured was destructive." He says, "Therefore, it was my opinion, sometimes you've got to stop the tail from wagging the dog." Meanwhile, the mess with the Ag Appropriations Bill slowing down the ability of getting a farm bill to the floor. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson says he won't bring a bill before his committee until he knows he's got some floor time to be able to take that bill on and have it considered by the full House of Representatives. You've got farm news on Ron.
We're your neighbors. We're your kids' sports coaches. We're your school board and chamber members, your church deacons, your local 4-H club and FFA chapter partners. Long story short, we're real people. We're real Oklahoma pig farmers, and we're real proud of it. To hear from real Oklahoma pig farmers, visit okpork.org/realpork. This message brought to you by Oklahoma's pig farmers and the Oklahoma Pork Council.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out, my friends. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.